Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Heaven Opened and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you can see me. Everything's good and looking good this morning. I hope you are ready for fun with Melissa Redpill. Yay, everything looks like it's A-OK. You know, I listened to that that opener, and I remember when I was a little girl and I had been told how scary the end times was going to be, and that the world was going to blow up, and it was going to be nuclear holocaust, and I was calculating the numbers, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be right smack dab in the middle of it. And what I didn't realize was how amazing it was going to be that you and I are here to witness the deliverance of humanity. I was misled, as many of you were, and I'm so thankful to know the truth about it. And maybe because of the fear they struck in me, I'm like, okay, I'm not really up for that. And so it really caused me to dig in. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill, and I've been teaching God's word for many years, and I never even messed with prophecy. I never even messed with end times or revelation, but I'm so thankful to tell you that it's good news for us. It's the end times for the bad guys, and it's the 1,000 years of peace for us, the golden age, gold and silver and copper and all the wonderful things for us. And so it's just going to be so wonderful, and we're right at the door. We really are. I'm going to show you more about that as we get into it here today. Again, my Melissa Redpill. My website is Melissa Redpill. Definitely go ahead and hit the like button and subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so that you know when we are talking about all these great things. And we do. I normally do videos, you know, on set times, but you never know when I might just hop on. And I'm glad to say my voice is back. So yeah, I think I need to stay home for a little bit. Yeah, so this is it, melissaredpill.com. Definitely check into all the resources we have over there. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later, too. So, of course, what in the world is going on? So exciting about what's happening in Venezuela. We're going to get into it because you're probably not going to hear a lot of these things on the mainstream media. They're going to tell you what they want you to know, but I'm very, very thankful for the people of Venezuela. Just look at the unmitigated joy for these people. What they have suffered is unbelievable, and I'm so thankful that they are being delivered from their enemies, and I'll tell you why. Wow. Yeah, the volume is not working, which is probably best because they're screaming. They are screaming. They are filled with joy. A third, can you imagine, a third of the people had to flee because either just starvation. It's been absolutely awful what has happened to Venezuela. And the question is, why would all of this happen? We already know that there's something going on. It's because the New World Order. And they're picking, why were they picking on Venezuela? Well, it's because they have huge oil reserves and huge silver and gold reserves. And so you would think, well, then they should be one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Well, not so fast, because that makes them a target of the powers that be, of the ones at the top, right? And who was it? I think it was Honduras, El Salvador, some country who has no mineral resources, no oil. They're like, okay, just leave us alone. Leave us alone. And so that's really the issue with Venezuela, is because they've been so wealthy and they were doing so well. And, you know, I have a dear friend of mine who has moved here, and she was talking about, interestingly enough, she was saying how she was not walking with the Lord years ago. She was just living large and you know, making all kinds of money. But she was extremely, she would tell you this if she was talking to you, that she was extremely prideful and she didn't feel like she needed God. And so when all of this happened, she gave her life to the Lord and had to really humble herself before the Lord and realize that she needed Him, and that and she looks back at it, and she actually now writes books, and beautiful, beautiful books about how to really walk with the Lord. And it's you know, as horrible as it has been, and she's now lives in America. She has brought all of her family here. She talks about how it was, you know, in one sense, a blessing in disguise, that, you know, it really humbled her, and no doubt it humbled so many of the people of Venezuela to turn to the Lord. And so you see them all praying and giving thanks to the Lord, and, they're so thankful. You know, that's a tough pill to swallow. It really is. So I wanted to show you this great video from Jack Ryan. You know, what country has the most oil and the most gold and silver? And tell me again why they're eating out of garbage cans, and many have lost 25 pounds in a year. Just the suffering has been unbelievable. So yeah, I thought this was a really great video. I'm hoping you can hear the volume.
On the world stage. Anybody, just call it out. You don't have to raise your hand.
Definitely Russia.
Definitely Russia. That's confident. I like it. Who says Russia? Anybody agree with her? And? Okay. Great. Who else?
China.
Stop yelling at me, but China is a good answer. Anybody? Who else? China?
North Korea.
North Korea. Any North Korea takers? And Venezuela? Anybody? Nope. Oh, yeah. One guy in the back. A little worried about Venezuela. Everybody's cool with Venezuela? No threat? Okay. Let me ask you this. Which one of these places can claim to have the largest oil deposit on the planet? More than Saudi? More than Iran? Wow. Okay. What about things like gold? More than all the mines in Africa combined? The fact is that Venezuela is arguably the single greatest resource of oil and minerals on the planet. So, why is this country in the midst of one of the greatest humanitarian crises in modern history? Let's meet President Nicolas Reyes. After rising to power on a wave of national...
Okay, so now he's going to go into all these other names that are not going to match reality. But I wanted you to see that they have the biggest oil reserves. Here is... actually, let me back up to this one. Here's the one. It says the oil reserves by country. Now, you might not have known this, but Venezuela is more than Saudi Arabia, more than Canada, more than Iran, more than Iraq. All these countries, it is number one. And it has, let me see if this is the one, here is the map, let's see, no, not that one, the map of, not that one. All right, so yeah, there's a map that I have. I'm sure it'll come up here on the screen in just a second when I least expect it. But yeah, it is huge reserves of silver and gold. And so that really pinpoints something else that's going on, because what we're hearing on the news is it's because of the trafficking of the drugs into America. And there's no doubt, I don't disagree, that is a big part of it. you know, and it's been used by the New World Order for trafficking drugs, trafficking, I'm sure, children, trafficking, I mean, just any, it's been a hotbed of criminal activity. You know, they just, all the crime lords descended upon Venezuela and used it for their evil. We've got other countries, too, that say very similar thing. You've got, you know, of course, you know, Ukraine, et cetera. We're going to get into that. But this is, you know, how they have been attacked because they have been so, so wealthy. And so the question is, who has been in there? And so, you know, you get the normal names, you get the Russia, you get China, but what I believe is really more that it's the issue of the oligarchs of Russia and China, because what, you know, we're looking at this in the light of what we've been told on the board, that you've got, you know, President Trump is working with Xi and Putin, and both of them want to get rid of the criminal aspect in their country, whether it's with China in this, and the criminal aspect of the CCP, you've got Russia with their Russian oligarchs. So, you know, I think that we tend to lump them all into one big basket of Russia, one big basket of China. But the case is that's not the truth. What I truly do believe that Putin, of course, Russia, and Xi are working to have their country where it's run without this criminal element. And who is really at the top of this criminal element always? Of course, it's the New World Order, this criminal cabal that has run the world, the biblical beast of Revelation, this criminal network. And so, you know, really, really at the head of it is this City of London crime ring, which is headed up by the Rothies, the Rothschilds, and the Zionists. So that's who has infiltrated all these countries and has used their power to go into Venezuela, etc. So that's really who, you know, let's just always remember to focus on who we're fighting. We're fighting this beast of Revelation. We're not fighting Russia. We're not fighting China. We're fighting the criminal element that has infiltrated every country, right? So I just want to make sure that everybody, you know, we're all on the same page of who is our enemy, all right? So, and the reason why. So there's also the other thing that I want you to... So many pieces of the puzzle that are coming together. Let me make sure that you can see this. This is connecting some dots that who's been this head of this crime ring in America, which we know that a lot of these people who are in high positions of political power are the minions for this beast. And so, of course, we can't forget to mention the Bush family. The Bush family has set up Maduro years ago, and they've been making all this money from this crime ring, bringing in all these drugs into America. And so this is where a lot of people, you know, miss out on that. They don't realize that's what, you know, who these people are, but that's the case. I think more and more are aware of it now, but, you know, that's one of the things that you and I can help people connect the dots. That's how they've been in this high level of political power, and they've been making money off of the suffering of the American people. Of course, our wonderful president is doing what it takes to stop this terrible plague on America. Clearly, that's what he is doing. And so trust President Trump, trust the plan. But it's much more complicated than just going, oh, let's just go arrest these people, because they have this huge mafia crime ring all over the country, and a big portion of that is in Venezuela, right? So I just want to read this quick clip to you. The Bush family went into full panic mode when Maduro was arrested. Venezuela became a narco state under the direction of George H. W. Bush, who installed a leader there many years ago and then sent his son Jeb Bush to set up the drug trafficking routes and money laundering system. Most people have no clue, but Jeb Bush is highly connected to the drug trafficking. And anytime you have any drug trafficking, you know that that's also trafficking drugs and trafficking children. It just becomes a huge crime state, and it's, as we know, there's more money to be made in trafficking children than even in trafficking drugs. So that's what is behind, you know, all this going on in Venezuela and the Bush crime family. All right. So one quick thing before we go on, did you find it very interesting, you guys, that they put Maduro on a ship? When President Trump came out, he and Hegseth and Rubio were talking about how they had put Maduro on a ship. And it just seemed very strange to me that would be a long road, a long trip to come back to America. You know, I've actually done a cruise now down this way, and it's a long, long, long trip. So what they're saying here is that he was seized in Caracas, and then he was transported on the ship into the Caribbean, into Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. And then from there, that he was transferred on a plane to New York. So it makes me wonder, and I want you guys to tell me what you think on the chat. Do you think that he is actually still in Guantanamo Bay? You know, I've seen videos, I shared videos where he was being perp walked into the DEA. Of course, we know that they could say anything, they could make a video of anything, that, you know, it's hard to believe anything. To be honest, it would make more sense to me that it would be in Guantanamo Bay. So we will see. It did seem to me that he wouldn't be very protected on those vehicles that came into New York City. So, but either way, the criminal network, this entire network of criminals that has been put in these positions of authority, the white horse, remember the white horse of all the different colors of horses? The white horse is all these puppet leaders who've been put in these positions of authority, whether it's the Mamdani, all these different ones. They are, you know, clearly not happy that Maduro, one of these top crime bosses, has been, by all accounts, has been arrested. And so that puts them all in fear. And then, of course, President Trump said that they will be running Venezuela. So, you know, all the crime people are coming out. They're getting paid and to go march in the streets. And, oh, you know, we're upset because President Trump has done this and how awful and evil that is. Well, the people of Venezuela are saying, are you crazy? We have been eating out of garbage cans. We've been eating dog. I mean, these poor people have just been suffering untold misery for years and years and years. And literally people being arrested off the streets, people starving, people having to, you know, have lost everything. And now you're worried. Now you're concerned about something. He was clearly not even duly elected. And that goes into how this was the home base of starting Dominion. So we're going to get to that too. I mean, all this crime really has its headquarters a lot in Venezuela. All right, so here's the oil, then the Jeb Bush starting this, and then let me see if I can get to this one too. Okay, yeah, here we go with the Dominion. Have you noticed this? Really interesting. I hadn't noticed this, but here's the we've been talking about the Dominion starting in Venezuela, that they made this horrible software program that was used to flip all these votes, and then they passed it all into America and all over the world so that people, you know, would be able to be brought into power without firing a shot. But look at this one. Look at the Dominion voting logo. You've got this red vote goes into what looks like a red box, and then look at there. Out comes a ballot that's blue. Had y'all seen that before? I posted this the other day. That this red ballot, voting for a red candidate, all of a sudden it comes out, spits out of the machine as blue. So we already know that, and so President Trump has talked about that this is going to be exposed, and so it's all connected. And that's really what I wanted to make sure that you guys saw how all this is connected. Now, the next thing is you've got Maduro, one of the top crime bosses, and I've talked about this on my most recent videos, is that we are at the point in the timeline of history where it is time to bring down this house of cards. We've been fighting this battle since the sign of the Son of Man. I'll show this to you super quick because you guys mostly know it. But for those of you who don't, on my main page, melissaredpill.com, this was the kickoff to the Battle of Armageddon. My premise in the book, my bestseller book on end times, it's end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. This was the kickoff. This September 23rd, 2017, the sign of the Son of Man was the kickoff to the fighting, oh, my nose is tickling, the fighting of this Battle of Armageddon. And it has been forever. It's a good thing I didn't know it was going to be 8 long years. But I believe that we have finally found the Christmas we've been waiting for. And I talked about this on my most recent video where I talked about that we were looking for this beautiful sign that would happen on Christmas. And I said, something I think big is going to happen on Christmas. And it did, which was the silver. I'm going to talk about that also here in just a second, because that's a huge, huge, huge piece of this whole thing. So I believe that we are, now that this has happened, that we finally have seen this beautiful sign. I'll go ahead and super quick, just so you know what I'm talking about. If you're new here, if you look at BibleGateway.com and you click on to Revelation 19, it talks about at the very end, it says that there was a woman, an angel standing in the sun. And you'll see here, this angel standing in the sun actually happened on Christmas Day. Venus was in the sun on Christmas Day. It's pinned to the top of my X account. But you can see, it says, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, come gather for the great banquet God has prepared. In other words, it's time to destroy these evildoers. And that's where we are on this beautiful, amazing timeline, finally. And so on Christmas, we saw this huge, huge raising of the value of silver, which is going to destroy them. I'm going to show you the Bible verses that talk about that. And also, this was when the bombs were dropped on Nigeria, and so the people of Nigeria are rescued. I mean, all these hotbeds of criminal activity are being destroyed one after another, and the whole house of cards is coming down. And now we see this Maduro, this huge crime ring of Maduro being brought down. Huge. So which one is next? So Khomeini, I don't ever say it right. It doesn't matter. Khomeini, I don't know. Anyway, so he said on the 3rd of January, when Maduro was arrested, first thing he said was, we will bring the enemy to its knees. So I would wonder, is Khomeini next? Because he has held the people of Iran in a stranglehold. Is he next? What do you think? I hope so. I hope so. Because the poor people, so many people of Iran have fled their country and they have suffered terribly under this brutal regime. And so many people disappear. Same thing that's happened in Venezuela. And so I feel that we are at that moment since that beautiful sign of the angel standing in the sun on Christmas Day, just like our forefathers knew this. And I'll show you at the end the prophecy of getting to the 1,335 days during Purim. I'll show you that and before we finish the show today. This is the moment when I believe for the next 2.5 months, we're going to see them brought down one after another after another. So get ready. You're next. You're next. We'll see. We will see if they're next. I would love that. The people of Iran, as we know, their the evil dictator's brutal nuclear facility has been destroyed. So they really don't have the ability to be the world's boogeyman anymore. All he can do is just put out this horrible, these horrible, threatening tweets. Same thing as Maduro did. Come and get me, you coward. Well, he did. And so I'm hoping and praying that Khomeini is next. So here's another thing. You've got all these shine bomb. And President Trump said that, you know, she's not really running Mexico because she's, he said the cartels are running Mexico. And so all the people who live, I live in Texas. So many people here have come here because they had to flee Mexico because the cartels are so evil. And you can't live there. And, it's been horrible for years and years and years. So is Sheinbaum next, and all these criminal cartels, are they next in Mexico? Is Khomeini next? Is Zelensky next? I mean, it's just awful to think about all the criminal network that has run the world and all the evil that they have done all over the world. Is Netanyahu? I have a feeling, if I was going to put money on it, I would say he's the last. And I have a feeling that they think, I'll get to that in just a second, that the Zionists think that Trump is doing all of this for them. And if you watch and you think, oh, well, President Trump is, like so many reports, oh, he's controlled by the Jews, by the Zionists. Don't believe it. Do not believe it. He is playing such high-level chess, and he is playing it perfectly to a T, and they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them away, right? Okay, so I'm going to show you what President Trump had to say about Mexico. So they have all their criminal operations set up in all these places. And here they go. I believe it's the moment in time when finally they're going to be brought down. And it can't go slow. It has to be done over the next couple of months. And then the whole thing comes down like a house of cards. That's what I'm hoping. I hope I'm right. I was right about Christmas. I was right about Christmas, so I'm hoping I'm right about this, too. So check this out.
Well, it wasn't meant to be, and we're very friendly with her. She's a good woman, but the cartels are running Mexico. She's not running Mexico. The cartels are running Mexico. And we could be politically correct and be nice and say, oh, yes, she is. No, she's very, she's very frightened of the cartels. They're running Mexico. And I've asked her numerous times, would you like us to take out the cartels? No, Mr. President. No, please. So we have to do something because we lost. The real number is 300,000 people, in my opinion. They like to say 100,000. 100,000 is a lot of people. But the real number is 300,000 people. And we lost it to drugs, and they come in through the southern border, mostly the southern border. Plenty come in through Canada, too, by the way, in case you don't know. But
okay, so, everybody always is like, well, why is this taking so long? Well, this is a true war. It's the war to end all wars. This is the war to take out this horrible beast of revelation. If my contention is right, which it is, sorry, then these people are going to, this is the beast of revelation. This is this entire huge monster of revelation, the beast of revelation, the Antichrist, literally the Antichrist. And they have this huge mafia network all over the world. That's why it's taken so long to piece by piece by piece destroy them. And now 8 years after this sign, then we are seeing that finally we're at that point to finally go in and remove them. And this was an amazing sign of that right here. Now, the next one I want you to see, I think this is so funny. So here's Rubio. This was so great. And Elon said, I support this 100%. Rubio realizing he's going to be president of Venezuela, governor of Cuba, and the Shah of Iran. I love that. So, it's kind of a cute little joke, but they are going to be brought down. And we're going to be setting up temporary governments. We're not trying to run them. It's not a matter of us trying to run the world. We're not trying to do that. We're trying to make sure that you have good leaders in these places instead of the leaders that are the puppet leaders that are set up by the criminal cartel. That, you know, that is, that's what's the bad leaders have to go, and this is what it looks like. And so, as far as the governor of Cuba, no one is better, in my opinion, to bring down the terrible regime in Cuba than Marco Rubio, because his family's from there. They know all the brutal, how brutal this regime has been. And so he will love nothing more. He understands how that's all connected, how they've, and all these puppet leaders have been installed to do all this crime all over the world. And so the Cuba has been propped up by oil from Venezuela, taking it from the people of Venezuela, and in taking it from Venezuela into Iran, taking it over into all over the world, into this criminal network, and they've been making money off of the backs of the people. And of course, that's what President Trump is doing. He's making sure that the oil will be used for the people, to benefit the people, not to be used by this criminal cartel. All right, so the next thing that was very odd to connect these dots is that Nat Rothschild was said, "Great job, well done, Donald J. Trump." Now he is, I'm going to let you hear what he has to say. He sounds really, really excited about it, that he feels like this is going to benefit them. And I would not doubt at all that President Trump has led them to believe that he has led them to believe that, oh, just wait, I'm going to get all these things in place, and you are, you know, we're going to run this world, and we're going to, you know, financially benefit the Zionists. I would not doubt that at all. Do I believe that he's going to do that? Not for one second. President Trump is a man of peace. What did he say on New Year's? He said his goal, his resolution for the new year is peace in the world. He is ending all these wars, and I don't know what he's telling these people. He's ending all these wars, but he's letting them know, you know, I'm sure that he's saying, "Oh, we're going to make sure that we are, you know, financially control the world," and letting them believe this. Listen to what he has to say. Listen to what Nat Rothschild has to say. You can tell by listening to him that he is licking his chops at the thought of having control over Venezuela. Just so you know, Venezuela has had rules against usury. Now, usury is what they make their biggest money on, more than oil, more than trafficking, more than any of these things. And they just make crazy, like on your credit card, if you have interest bearing and you don't pay it off, crazy amounts of interest that you get charged, and it just goes up and up, and everyone becomes a debt slave. And that's how they have made all this money, controlling all the central banks, controlling all these banks, putting people in debt servitude by the interest. And also all these countries having the central bank that pays them exorbitant interest. And that's how they have run the world. So look at what he has to say here. Check this out. This guy, yeah, this is our enemy. This is who it is. This is why the Lord has this rule against usury. Check this out.
And I just want to enjoy today and this week and this month and even the rest of this year, savoring this moment. So I don't really think about the next step. This is a great achievement.
Yeah.
And I just want to enjoy today and this week and this month and even the rest of this year, savoring this moment. So I don't really think about the next.
You can tell what glee, what demonic glee. See, this is the thing. You and I would never want someone else to suffer. People who are in debt servitude and where they just are put themselves in terrible financial straits because of this horrible, the crimes against humanity. Usury is a crime against humanity. And this is why anyone who is a true Jew, a true Jew. It's against their religion. They're not a true Jew if they are doing usury. That tells you right there if they are or not. So I would say that these Zionists are not Jews. They are not. They are Khazarian mafia. They have taken the name of the Lord in vain. They've taken the name Jew in vain. Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9 say that they are those who say they are Jews and they are not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. And this is who this is. This is who our enemy is. This is who has been running this terrible crime ring all over the world. That's who we're talking about when we talk about the beast of Revelation. And so now we know who is this Antichrist. They are these evildoers. Now, it's going to end. All of this is going to end. We're going to have, as I've told you many times, we're going to have, and President Trump has told, we're going to have the golden age. The golden age where we have no more debt. We'll have no more debt. None of us. The countries will not have debt, and you and I will not have debt. This is talking about abundance. This is what this book is all talking about. All the wonderful things that are going to happen in the golden age. And the biggest reason it's called the golden age is because we will have the gold. And so I'm going to show you the verse here in just a second about that. So now, okay, as I said the other day, we were talking about Christmas. What was going to happen on Christmas? And I had posted this for those of you who haven't seen it. I'll go ahead and show it super, super quick. Now, if you look at my Melissa Red Pill X, follow Melissa Red Pill X, because if there's anything special going on, I'm posting it right over there. And I posted this on the 10th of November. And I said, there's some amazing sign that's happening in the heavens on on Christmas Day. And this was where Venus was standing in the sun. And so I said, something is going to happen on Christmas Day. Well, what happened on Christmas Day, which was, we already know, this was where, and I'll zoom it in so you can see it. There it is. There is the beautiful sign in the heavens. And this was the kickoff to going after them. Finally, we've been fighting, but it's finally this charge into battle to destroy them. That's where we are on this timeline. It's absolutely amazing. And between that day and Purim takes us to the 1335 days. I'm going to get to that in just a second. All right, so but the thing I wanted you to see was on this day, we saw that something huge happened with the silver. And most of you have seen this, but for those of you who haven't, I want to just briefly go very quickly into it to show you what is going on. We were told that J.P. Morgan has a huge vault of silver, and I wonder if that is true, because if they did, the nose is tickling, if they did have this huge vault of silver, then they would not be scrambling like they are. It makes me think that that is not the truth. And so that also makes me think, what is going on in Venezuela? Because as I was saying before, President Trump knows good and well that they have this huge reserve of silver and gold in Venezuela. They have these huge mines down in Venezuela. So I think one of the things that he's doing, of many, is he's getting control over the gold and the silver mines down there. I'm going to show you what I believe is going on. And so J.P. Morgan is scrambling to pay off some of these debts, because they have a huge debt that they have to pay. Look at this. This first delivery report of 2026 reveals a massive blue whale battle. While the world celebrated New Year's, Wall Street giants were quietly extracting millions of ounces of physical silver from one of Europe's largest banks. Here's the January 5th delivery report. The attached CME data tells a clear story. The Deutsche Bank issued 654 contracts, 3.27 million ounces, and they're the ones coughing up the metal to J.P. Morgan. And who took it? J.P. Morgan and Citigroup. 452 contracts with J.P. Morgan, 432 contracts with Citigroup. And what that means, this isn't retail buying, it's a bank-on-bank squeeze. So that suggests that that to give up 3.2 million ounces in a single day suggests they're being forced to deliver to satisfy U.S. Demand. Now, the thing is, here's the document that shows on the CME group, and I'll give you this link so you can go and check and see the evidence yourself. Here's the, I'm going to just call it the COMEX link, okay, right there. That's not it. Let me type it in better, and there you go. So there, grab that Songbird, please, and put that in the comments. All right, so that shows you right there that they are, on the 31st of December, they are buying silver in droves. Now, if J.P. Morgan had the silver that they said that they have and that they've been hoarding, which I reported last time, that's what they had reported, and I said I didn't know if this was true or not, then why are they scrambling to get more silver? And why is this crucially important? It's because they have shorted silver. They have silver on their books at $30. And on paper, they don't have the real, if it's true that they don't have the real silver, many of these banks do not have the real silver. They have fakey-shakied it. And now the whole world is bringing the value of silver up. And so that is going to bankrupt them. Imagine if you had, you had to come up with the difference between $30 silver and $80 silver for every ounce of silver that you have that's paper, that for every is $50, you'd have to come up with billions and billions of dollars. And they are scrambling because they can't stop the silver from going up. As I've showed you the other day, Melania coming out wearing that beautiful silver dress and then playing the song, Hi-Ho Silver, that tells you President Trump is behind all of this. And this is the thing I wanted to bring up, why this is connected to what's going on in Venezuela. What if these bankers, this criminal organization, thinks that they're going to get their hands on this silver to save them, and they are not. And they are not. President Trump said, I'm going to control Venezuela, and he might tell them, oh, I'll save you. I'll save you. And then he will delay until the whole house of cards comes down. That's what I believe is really, there's so many pieces, moving parts going on with what's going on in Venezuela, between stopping the drug cartels, stopping all the trafficking, stopping all the, exposing the bushes, exposing the oil, the petrodollar, but I just really believe that the silver is the real issue going on in Venezuela, because they have this huge mines in Venezuela. And so I feel that all these banks, including JP Morgan, who by their accounts that they've been hoarding all this silver, I think that's likely fake news. And I think this tells you right here that it's not true, that they really don't, and that they are scrambling to pay off their debt. The other thing I want you to see that they did, here it says, J.P. Morgan has a big problem. J.P. Morgan needed to buy 6,750 tons of silver to settle its lease with the ICBC, the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. This is based on a lease signed in October 2025 with a term of 3 months. They had to buy 3 months. So imagine what you and I have had to deal with when we were put into financial straits and we had to scramble and figure out how we're going to pay our bills. Now that's happening to them. It makes me so happy to see them scramble. So I want you guys to really enjoy the show on that. Okay, so the other thing I want you to see is they moved back in early in December. They moved, or actually I think it was in Thanksgiving, they moved their gold desk to Singapore. At that point, I didn't understand what was going on and why. Was that part of paying off this huge debt that they had, and that their only way to pay it off was to move their gold over to Singapore to pay off this debt that because the value had been going up, And they had to find a way to pay off the difference between, let's say, the $30, whatever it was, $60 at that point. Every day that it goes up, the more in debt they become. And they can't find a way, they're not being able to find a way to cover this huge debt that they have. It says 13.4 million ounces of silver was unavailable during the CME shutdown. Now they close out 200 million ounce short position. This is what it said. This is what they said that they were doing. That they were shut. They were closing out this short position. This their fake paper. Okay, that's what they said they were doing. And that the reports were coming out that they had 750 million ounces of physical silver. Again, I don't believe that that must be the case, or they would not still be scrambling. Okay, so it's billions and billions of dollars, and they have cheated us over and over and over and over since the beginning, and so this is the end of it for them. So I think that's really what's going on. Now, here's the other report. I'll show you this. I'll post this one in the comments in the chat so you guys can see. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so here's that other one. This one is the one that is the 750,000 ounces of that J.P. Morgan has in the vault. Okay, let me try to type this in right. So for you guys, so you can grab it. And I am starting to smell a rat. That I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that they do, or they would not be scrambling. You tell me in the comments, what do you think? All right, now, here's the one I was looking at before. Here's the one where it talks about all the silver mines in Venezuela. Venezuela hosts 571 recorded mining sites with silver activity primarily concentrated in the states of Bolivar, Meridia, and Sucre. The most active region with significant prospects and occurrences, including major mining complexes like El Calio and Los Carlitos, where silver is co-mined with gold. And you know that that's the thing that they are desperate for. I'm talking about the cabal who runs this J.P. Morgan. They are desperate for to get their hands on that gold. And guess who has control of it? President Trump. No longer Maduro. No longer Maduro. And how is it that we have control over it? It's because we have this amazing military. And so that's what President Trump was talking about, is that, you know, he was saying that, oh, we might end up having to do another raid if necessary, and we're ready to do it. Remember how he said that? Did you guys hear that? He said that because he's letting everybody know that he has, if they are thinking about coming in to try to get that silver, they can think again, because that's not going to happen. He has control over it. Okay, so the other thing is, I'm going to show you super quick, one other quick thing, and then I'm going to show you more about what happened with the silver on the day that this happened. Okay, so it says when you go to the COMEX, when you go to see what the value is, you'll see that it says $73.54. Don't believe it. I mean, I know that you can go right now and you can buy silver. You can go buy silver and you'll get a spot price of, you know, $5 or whatever it is, but you... And you can go and buy it, but that is not the true value. I have a feeling that what's going to happen is, as of the new year, we're going to see this price not skyrocket necessarily immediately. I think that they are going to try to do something, play one last hand to try to bring the value of the silver down and just try to save their hides. So don't be surprised if the price of silver goes way down, you know, here in the next couple of weeks. Don't worry. If you have silver, just hold on to it, because I looked at it yesterday. This is what's going on all over the world. That it was 980 yuan in China. What that translates to is $140 US. This is the true value. And no matter how much they've tried to manipulate it with their fake money, paper, all right? And so here it is all over the world. It says the physical silver in Japan was 130. The physical silver in Oh, where is that? I don't know where that is. Is 115. The silver in China is 110, and the Comex paper is 71. So which one do you guys believe? Which one do you think is the true value? Okay, so I'm going to let you hear what this guy had to say was happened on the day when Maduro was arrested, and somebody, I feel like what's happening was President Trump told Putin and Xi that they could go ahead and get their silver out of Venezuela so that it would be safe and they could take it to where it was safe. And so watch and see what he has to say. Here's the timeline of what happened early in the morning at 6 a.m. Caracas time. Check it out.
Time, 11 aircraft departed Venezuelan airspace. Not three, 11. Let me break down these flights for you because each one tells part of the story. Flights 1-3, the obvious ones. Simon Bolivar to Miami International, the decoy flights. The ones they wanted us to see. The ones carrying some silver, but not the main cargo. Flights 4-5, departed from Maracaibo International. Destination, Panama City. These flights carried Venezuelan oil executives and their families. Emergency evacuation of key personnel before the crisis hit. Flights 6-7, departed from Puerto Ordaz, private airfield. No civilian traffic control. These flights carried mining equipment, real mining equipment this time, specialized extraction machinery worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But here's where it gets really interesting. Flights 8-9, Russian registration. Antonov An-124 cargo planes. The kind of aircraft you use when you need to move something very heavy, very far, very quietly. Departure point. Canaima National Park. A national park with no airports, no landing strips, no infrastructure for heavy cargo aircraft. Except there is infrastructure. Secret infrastructure, military infrastructure that doesn't appear on civilian maps, underground storage facilities connected to the Venezuelan silver mining network, storage facilities that have been accumulating refined silver for years. These Russian flights didn't just carry silver. They carried the accumulated production of Venezuelan mines that had been diverted from international markets for the past 18 months. Silver that should have been sold to industrial users. Silver that should have been available to the global supply chain. Silver that was instead stockpiled in underground facilities waiting for this exact moment. How much silver? Our estimates, based on cargo weight and aircraft capacity, suggest these two flights carried approximately 1,200 tons of refined silver. That's 38 million ounces. That's more silver than Peru produces in an entire year. Flights 10-11. Here's where the story becomes a geopolitical nightmare. Chinese registration. Cargo aircraft operated by Costco Shipping, the state-owned shipping conglomerate that moves strategic materials for the Chinese government. Departure point unknown, destination unknown. These flights disappeared from civilian radar immediately after takeoff. Military aircraft, military cargo, military secrecy. But we know they landed somewhere in the Caribbean before continuing to destinations that are classified at the state level. The Chinese weren't just observing the Venezuelan operation, they were participating in it. They were coordinating with the Russians to extract maximum silver reserves before the crisis hit. This is state-level resource warfare. This is economic espionage disguised as humanitarian crisis response. This is the beginning of something much larger than a Venezuelan power grid failure. Destinations included Miami, Panama City, and here's where it gets interesting, Moscow. Two flights to Moscow. Russian registration. Antonov An-124 cargo planes. The kind of aircraft you use when you need to move something very heavy, very far, very quietly. But the Moscow flights weren't direct. They made stops, strategic stops at locations that reveal the true scope of this operation. First stop, Minsk, Belarus. Officially a refueling stop. Unofficially, a transshipment point where Venezuelan silver gets repackaged, relabeled, and distributed to final destinations across the former Soviet sphere. Second stop, Astana, Kazakhstan. The heart of the Eurasian Silver Processing Network, where raw silver gets refined into industrial products for the Chinese manufacturing sector. Final destination, Moscow. The Russian Strategic Metal Reserve Complex, underground facilities where silver joins gold, platinum, and other strategic materials in vaults that are designed to survive nuclear war. Russian involvement in Venezuelan mining isn't new. Rosneft has had contracts in the region for years. But Rosneft extracts oil. These flights originated from mining territories. These flights carried cargo that required specialized loading equipment. These flights moved under diplomatic cover that protected them from international oversight. Someone emptied the Venezuelan silver reserves before the crisis hit. Someone with access to state-level logistics. Someone with the authority to move strategic materials across international borders without customs interference.
All right. If that is to be believed, which would not surprise me, you know, that had to be done just at the very last minute. That was coordinated not within an hour or two. This was coordinated beforehand. And so it appears to me, if that, like I said, if this is to be believed, is that all this silver was removed that belongs to Xi, the good guys, the white hats in China, and the white hats from Putin. And also, did you notice it was also taking out this mining equipment? And this was all taken out. So the criminal cartel cannot get their hands on that silver, and they cannot get their hands on the mining equipment, even if they tried to get, you know, get this mined over the next few months. So in other words, everything that they might try to do to save themselves, to steal this, like they have so many times in the past, that is prevented. That is stopped. And this is really what it talks about biblically, is that the loot the silver, plunder the gold. In other words, all that they have done to steal from humanity, and that they have played this little game of paper silver, they're going to lose. They're going to lose. There's nothing that they can do. Every which way that they've tried in the world to save themselves is not going to happen. That's what I believe is happening right now. I do not believe that's really what biblically it talks about. And I'll show you the verse, several of the verses it talks about. Here it talks about in Nahum chapter 3. Chapter 2. I keep getting that wrong. It says Nineveh is like a leaking water reservoir. The people are slipping away. Stop. But no one even looks back. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. I've talked about this for months, and I didn't know how this was going to happen. And we're seeing it happening before our eyes. The ones who have stolen from us, and that they have done this over and over and over to humanity, and they're trying to cover their financial basis, this is genius. And President Trump has control over this silver and gold in Venezuela now, and they can't go get it there. That they've been cut off on every side, just like it says in the book of Nahum. Look, there's no end to Nineveh's treasures, its vast uncounted wealth. Soon the city is plundered, emptied, and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, their faces pale and trembling. I love to read that passage because that is what we're seeing is happening to them. They are struggling to cover their debts, just like we have forever, and they're getting a taste of it. They're getting a taste of it, and the more every dollar that silver goes up, the more in debt they are, and the more impossible it is to cover it. And nobody wants their fake paper. I bet they're going to bring the price of paper down just to try to get people to buy into the paper. And I have a feeling most people are going to be like, "Nope, I'm not buying fake paper." So don't fall for it. Do not buy fake paper. But if you're going to buy silver, buy the real silver, real coins. Don't fall for it. It's like Lucy with the football. Do not fall for it. I don't care what price it is. It's just paper. Okay. So I wanted you to see that this is the book right here. Let's see, End Times and Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Let me see. Yeah, this one right here. This is the one where I go into Nahum and Habakkuk and how all the time they're talking about how we're going to plunder the gold and the silver from them. Because, and how could it happen except that they don't have the real silver and the real gold. It's very, very, very fun to watch. Enjoy the show. Okay. If you are not familiar with my channel, please go and check this out. This is a real silver, and how this is for your benefit. This is not silver coins. This is silver that you can literally drink, and it is amazing. It's antibacterial, anti-mold, anti-fungus. This is the amazing thing about how God provided silver for us so that we could be healthy. Definitely check into that and the videos that I have on here. Also definitely check into the P2 probiotics. This is how you can make sure that your body has the ability to fight with the good bacteria. And because they try to pump you full of antibiotics, but then your body cannot fight, doesn't have the good bacteria to fight. So definitely check into this amazing way that you can help your pets, help your body, help your entire household. Definitely check into the freedomforce.live/pets. Everyone take care of your pets. We're going to get there where everything's going to be healthy. But until we get to that point, definitely check into my health page, freedomforce.live/health, H-E-A-L-T-H. I'll put this over here. So this is how we survive when they attack us. I've been under attack again. They definitely do not like what I have to say. All right, so then the other one is, remember this passage where our Lord Jesus said that they will not know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them away. This is in Matthew 24. Be aware over the next couple of months that likely President Trump, no telling what he's going to do, what he's going to say, trust the plan. Know that after all that we've been through, that we know that he is going to destroy them. And they won't know. They're going to think that he's on their side. The bad guys, the criminal cartel, is going to think that he is with them, and they won't know. They will not know. And it's going to be very confusing, but just sit tight, trust the plan, because this is biblical, what we are experiencing. It says that when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in days of Noah. In the days before the flood, the people will be enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered the boat. Remember Noah entering the boat? And they didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them away. It's that way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Two will be working in a field, one will be taken, the other left. So in other words, over the next couple of months, you'll have all these people, and all of a sudden one will be taken. Like Maduro, like Khomeini, like Zelensky, one by one. And eventually they're going to think, oh, well, this is all, it's all okay because we're going to be left financially controlling all the currency and all the world and charging everyone usury, and we will have control over them. And at the very last second, the rug will be pulled out from under them. Just watch and see. Now, the other thing is I want to show you super quick. It talks about this 1,335 days, as I was mentioning to you before at the very beginning of the video. Blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1,335 days. I believe that on Christmas Day, that was the end of the quote, 1,260 days. This battle that's been going on and on and on and raging. It's not an exact number of days. It's a picture of the number of days of a battle. Okay. And so I believe that happened on Christmas Day. All right. And so from that until 1,335 days is 2.5 months. And you have to go by the month, the moon. Okay. And so here you're going to see that ends at Purim. And if you're not familiar with Purim, definitely go and check out this video right here. This is on my channel right here. I did a whole video explaining about Purim. I'm going to pop this into the chat so you guys can go and look at that one. And I'll just pop in here that's about P-U-R-I-M. If you're not familiar with Purim, this is the celebration of the destruction of our enemies who were trying to annihilate humanity. This is who we're up against, this Antichrist beast. If you don't believe that, then I don't know what to tell you, because that's what really was behind COVID. That's what's behind what happened in Venezuela. That's what's happened behind all the wars. That's what's been behind all of it, is that they have been destroying humanity. They literally worship demons, and this is their goal, is to destroy humanity and to enslave humanity. And so the amazing story of Purim is that that God's people destroyed them instead. There was an edict out that they would be annihilated, and God's people destroyed them. And every year that is celebrated in the new moon in March, basically. And so this comes up this year, March 3rd. And that's 13, that brings us to the 1,335 days, is between Christmas and the 13 and Purim is 1,335 days. And so I would, I believe that we're in that period, that 2.5 months went between the 1,260 days of Christmas and the 1,335 days of Purim, where we're going to see this entire house of cards crash down. I hope I'm right. I was right on Christmas. I feel like I'm right on this one too. So you definitely check into that video if you're not familiar with Purim. And you can also read the story of Esther in the Bible. Let me pop that up real quick. When you go to BibleGateway.com, you can look up Esther. And this is an amazing story of how the Lord rescued the people. Let me see if I can get to it. And so this is definitely check into this story of the book of Esther, and you'll see. And there are videos out about it, but it really doesn't explain to you really how it's being fulfilled in our day. And that's why I would really encourage you to go and watch this one that I have done over on my channel. And it's only by fasting and prayer. And that's what we've been doing. We've been fasting and praying this entire time and fighting in this amazing battle. So I believe that is really what is happening in this day. All right, I think that's it. I think that's everything. I wanted to make sure that you guys saw really biblically what is happening in this day. We're heading like with the pedal down to this day of Purim and the day when we're going to celebrate the destruction of our enemies. Imagine this being a celebration that you celebrate every year. We celebrate this every year knowing that one day this would happen. And I believe that's what's happening this year. President Trump has talked about this amazing celebration that's going to happen 4th of July this year. I believe it's because by then everyone's going to know that these who these criminals are and that they've been removed from us. Imagine that. And Maduro was I didn't show you the one about Nigeria. Here's this beautiful woman. I'm going to show you this super quick before we go. This beautiful woman in Nigeria. Oh yeah, that's the guy, the creepy guy, Jamie Dimon, who is controlling, trying to cover the silver. I'm loving it. I'm loving watching him struggle. All right, so I'm going to show you this one. I want to show you this one. This lady, she's so wonderful and she's so thankful that. Here it is. I want you to see this very quick before we go. She's so happy that the Nigerians were saved on Christmas. On Christmas, they bombed the criminal cabal in Nigeria. And every day we're going to get more and more of the destruction of our enemies. Check this out. Beautiful.
Hey, Donald Trump, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited for sending bomb in northern part of Nigeria. I want to say thank you. That shows you really love Christians. We want to say thank you. Donald Trump, in 2023, members, we lost a lot of our family members because of who? Fulani terrorists. But this time, the tune has changed. This year, we want to say thank you. People were able to celebrate Christmas. We're able to sleep. People don't sleep. But this year, people were able to celebrate. I call home, they say, oh, everything is okay. I want to say thank you. Do it again. Send more. Because in Plateau States, they have their hidden spots, especially these areas. We have Joshua in Dofo. We have Mahanga in Barkinladi. That's along Kura Falls. A part of other bushes, they are inside other bushes that we don't even, nobody goes there. All our family lands, it has been occupied by Fulanis. They took it by force.
It's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Just wait. Everyone is going to be set free from Nigeria to Venezuela, to Ukraine, to Iran, all over the world. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that we're going to be well, that we're going to be free, that everyone in the entire world will be free, just like you promised. We're going to have this amazing Purim, and we pray that that is this year, that this is the year when we celebrate the destruction of our enemies. And these who have stolen from us and have used all this money that they have stolen from us to rule the world and to do all this evil throughout the world, that they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them away, just like you promised. We pray you would bless, continue to bless President Trump. Thank you for that, how courageous he is. Thank you for our military and how strong they are and courageous they are, and that they are that you're using them to end this evil regime that has run the world. I thank you, Lord, for everyone on the battalion. Thank you, Lord, that you've brought us together so that we can piece all this truth together, and that we can share this truth with others so that they understand and not fall into the lies that we're told from their fake media. Thank you that we are the news now, and that you are touching our hearts and our minds so that we can piece all this together. Thank you, Lord, that these righteous ones in these positions of authority all over the world are working alongside President Trump, and that all those who are part of this evil regime are being exposed and brought down. Thank you, Lord. This is your great promise, and we just cannot wait for the golden age when everyone will be well, everyone will have, there'll be peace all over the world, and there'll be everyone will have plenty in abundance. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus, the King of the world, that we know that you will rule the world in righteousness. We pray all this in your wonderful name. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I made it through. I'm gonna jet, and I'm gonna hopefully have completely well from this very strange little attack. But you know what? I just trust that the Lord's gonna see us all through until we're all completely well. And we pray all this right in Jesus' name. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.
Release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.